Welcome to the In Happier News podcast. I'm your host, Deanne Goodman. I scour the news each week to bring you the happy, inspiring, and positive stories in 10 minutes or less. There's plenty of negativity in the media already. These are stories to brighten your day, and as they say in the news industry, it's all starting in 3, 2, 1. Hey there, and happy September. As of today, September 4th, I have a 1-month-old. I cannot believe it's already been a month. What the heck? August was a blur. Pretty much a sleep-deprived blur, but a blur. Thank you to everyone who participated in the guessing game for Athena's arrival. The person who came closest to guessing the day received a $10 Amazon gift card, and the winner was Anna Perez. Anna is also featured on this podcast in episode 6, titled Changing the World Through Giving and Service. Anna is one of the most inspiring people I've ever met, so definitely listen to her episode when you get a chance. And now, on to this week's positive news stories. Starting out in the Bahamas, where 97 homeless dogs are safe and sound thanks to one woman who pulled them off the streets in Nassau and into her home before Dorian made landfall as a Category 5 hurricane. She knew that they wouldn't survive the hurricane, and she said her heart was breaking that she couldn't take in more dogs. Chella Phillips shared photos and wrote on Facebook, "97 dogs are inside my house and 79 of them inside my master bedroom." Chella and her brother run an animal rescue in the Bahamas and house anywhere from 80 to 100 dogs a month at their refuge, which she says has flooded during the hurricane. They also have only a week's supply of dog food left, but something amazing has happened. She posted a crowdfunding fundraiser page with the goal of getting $20,000 in donations, twice the amount they've ever gotten in a single month. And in a matter of days, the site has raised more than $163,000. The Ellen Show even just posted about it on Instagram. Chella writes, "No matter how much is raised, every nickel will go to saving dogs' lives. There is so much to do now. There will be so many more dogs that your donations will allow me to save." I put links to Chella's Facebook page where she's posting updates, as well as the fundraising page, in the show notes. Hurricane Dorian is the strongest storm on record to hit the Bahamas, and at the time of this recording, 7 people have died, while dozens more are still being rescued from the floodwaters. If you feel pulled to help, there are many, many ways. NBC New York posted an article with links to all the nonprofit agencies helping with the devastation and how you can get involved or donate. I'll also put a link to that article in the show notes. Since we're on the topic of shelter dogs, here's a great story out of Sacramento. A local high school cross-country team visited the Front Street Animal Shelter to take the dogs on a group run. In a video posted to Facebook, you can see the dogs leaving the shelter for the ultimate day out with lots of cardio and plenty of snuggles from the teens post-run. The shelter says the run helped the dogs be calmer for the adopters. I absolutely love this idea. If you are active and a friend to dogs, I bet your local shelter would be thrilled if you asked if you could run or walk with the dogs. I used to volunteer as a dog walker for the Last Chance at Life All-Breed Animal Rescue in Oceanside, and it was so rewarding. The dogs loved their walks. I also had the opportunity to give a few deserving dogs the best day ever, filled with surprises like a shopping spree at a pet store, stand-up paddleboard lessons, a spa day, treats, and more. We filmed it to help them find forever homes. It was probably as much fun for me as it was for the dogs. Ask your local rescue if you can give a dog the best day ever, and I promise it will be your best day ever too. In the show notes, I have a link to one of the videos I did, and it is one of my favorite stories of all time.
More positivity to come after this quick break.
Shout out to this week's sponsor, Kombucha on Tap. Kombucha on Tap delivers kegs of kombucha and cold brew coffee throughout Southern California. We have Kombucha on Tap at our house, and let me tell you, it is life-changing. It's naturally bubbly, low sugar and calorie, and contains live probiotics, which are really good for your digestion, immune system, and overall well-being. For those who have it at work, employers report a boost in company culture and less sick days used. If you're in the San Diego area, you can stop by Kombucha on Tap in Vista Monday through Friday to fill up growlers and taste a bunch of different flavors. Kombucha on Tap also gives back to the community through its Kombucha Cares initiative. Find out more at kombuchaontap.net or by following at Kombucha on Tap on Instagram or Facebook. Now back to the In Happier News podcast. In medical news, a huge breakthrough for sufferers of PTSD. According to NPR and Good News Network, 68% of patients were cured of PTSD using MDMA, which you might know better as the club drug ecstasy. NPR News reports, the treatment takes 2 or 3 day-long sessions. A specially trained therapist is there to guide and assist the patient who is taking the drug in pill form. MDMA lets patients revisit traumatic memories and unpack it without triggering the same panic. Clinics are pushing the FDA to approve the drug for PTSD patients in treatment, and they are hopeful that that happens within the next 2 years. In food news, KFC tested plant-based chicken by teaming up with Beyond Meat to serve Beyond Fried Chicken. They rolled out the test at a KFC in Atlanta and sold out in 5 hours. People lined up around the building for it. I'm a fan of Beyond Meat's products, which you can purchase in the meat or freezer aisle at a health food grocery store. I've tried the burgers and brats, and they taste just like real meat, except it's way better for you and the environment. I think it's neat to see the plant-based movement reaching fast food chains. Carl's Jr., Del Taco, Burger King. I see it on the menus at restaurants like Islands and Red Robin too. Which reminds me, I need to look into buying stock into the plant-based food companies because I think this trend's only going to continue to grow. In fact, Good News Network shared a report that found 44% of American millennials have changed their diets because it's better for the environment. Does helping the environment factor into your food choices? I'm really curious to hear from you on your eating habits and any changes you might have made. You can reach out at inhappiernews.com or on Instagram at inhappiernews. I think I personally change my diet to do what's better for my health over what's better for the environment. But that said, the two really do go hand in hand. I've started buying more organic products, and anyone who knows me well knows that my favorite fast food place is called Plant Power Fast Food, and it's all plant-based. My second favorite fast food is In-N-Out Burger, so there's that too. Before we wrap up, one more story to share, and this one is from my hometown of San Diego. Drag Queen Storytime for Kids was scheduled at the Chula Vista Library. This caused some parents to protest and demand that the library not allow such a thing. The news covered the story, and here's where it takes an awesome turn. Moms started sharing the story in different mom Facebook groups, and soon parents across San Diego County were scheduling this story time into their calendars in support of the drag queen and teaching acceptance. Library story times are very popular in San Diego. I take Jade, our toddler, to the singing and story hour at the Carlsbad Library, and she loves it. But this story time, the drag queen one, might end up being San Diego's most popular story time. So many people have signed up to go that the library has had to move it to another branch to accommodate the larger group. The event is now being held at the Civic Center Library on September 10th at 4 p.m. 10 News San Diego has been covering the story and says city officials responded saying, hosting drag queens to read and relate with children promotes reading and literacy and sends a positive message of acceptance and tolerance. Amen. Bring on drag queen story time in every city. Also, little kids have no idea what a drag queen is or isn't. So to protest this is so ridiculous, in my opinion, and harmful to the children of those parents who are protesting because those kids are going to learn to fear or hate what they don't understand and what they've been told is bad. Of course, this protest does seem to have backfired, since instead of canceling the event, it just got moved to an even bigger venue, and now more people know about it and are supporting it. That's happier news. Thank you for your support of this podcast. Please share it with friends and leave reviews and 5-star ratings too. And if you know a positive news story or something good going on in your community, let me know about it. Reach out at inhappiernews.com.